it returns 6 baseball games that are playing on the later, which is in the next 9 days. I actually like this game here with the Minnesota Twins and New York Yankees. I'm going to click on it. And there's an option right here that says record this. I hit record, and it's done. That is how easy this is to use. It's basically one click to actually just record something. Let's go to something else. Let's go back to the grid. And let's say now I want to search for content. Because as Mark said, this is incredibly easy to search. So now I'm going to search for something. Let's say Will Smith. So I'm going to type in Will Smith. There's nothing on now, but let's go to later. Actually, it says there's nothing on later. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in the baseball filter on. Let's go to everything later. There we go. And it gives me a couple different views. I can look in the details view, or I can go to the gallery view, which kind of gives me poster art and thumbnails. And I'm a big I Am Legend fan, so let's go ahead and say we're going to record this. Hit the button. Again, couldn't be simpler. Also, when you're there, you can actually also filter by HD content. So if I just want to see which of those programs were HD, I click the radio button that says HD, and now I've got just the HD shows. Very, very simple to use. If you have a Slingbox attached to your VIP receiver, you can actually watch content through this interface as well. Let's go back to that. Oops. Take off the filters. Go to now. And let's say I'm interested in watching... Actually, I'll make sure we refresh this. Big Bang Theory. I go here, and as you'll notice right here,